industry stakeholder group and NTAG lists. So Jonathan, Paul, and I just sort of took a crack at trying to update what we discussed earlier that we should send to the board. So we'll talk through that in the next 25 minutes. Okay, everybody, let's go ahead and get started talking about just preparing for the interaction with the board. Thank you. Thanks for coming back.
Welcome, everyone. We're going to start the next session, and if we can please start the recording. Thank you. And do we have any participants on remote? No. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry. Okay. As I noted just a few minutes ago, Jonathan, Paul, and I took a crack at updating the proposed agenda items for our interaction with the board, which begins at 1 o'clock. So we'll break here, in about 20 minutes, so we have an opportunity to get down there. And we're going to the board meeting room, which is the main room, I believe. So I have sent out to the lists, the stakeholder group and the NTAG list, the updated agenda points. So if everybody could pull that up, that would be helpful. We've recategorized based on some themes, and the themes are there are three. The first is how does the registry stakeholder group and NTAG provide meaningful input into the internet governance debates and the strategy panels? And there's some sub-bullets there. One is that it appears that participation is by invitation only. It's unclear whether the sessions and the discussions and debate will be open, whether there will be transcripts or webinars or webcasts or anything like that. And there's an expectation that while impactful proposals could be made, and may very well be made, but the folks involved may not understand all the unique angles that relate to the registry stakeholder group and contracted parties in general. I think we see that there are, in the five strategy panels, I think there's a total of two representatives from contracted parties, and that's if you, recognize that Vint Cerf is a member of a contracted party, the other being GoDaddy. So the second item is process predictability, that we need process predictability for our businesses. A component of that is GAC advice and implementation. Proposals need to be finalized. Commitments on dates must be honored. Slippage equals costs. And I guess the next item says finally settle on new TLD rules and processes. The third item or category is other issues. We could talk about the PDP processes working, the IGO, INGO being a good example, and then raise the question about when the community process will begin for determining auction proceeds. So those are the categories and sort of the sub-bullets. And what I'd like to do now is sort of open it up and, I'm looking for volunteers who are willing to engage on these issues, leads who are willing to speak to each of them. We can certainly, help guide this from the head table, but I really want to make sure that this is a dialogue and that we get input from more than just a couple of people. And again, as I said earlier, really want to encourage applicants and members of NTAG to participate in this. This is your opportunity to engage with the board as well. So I'll stop there. Paul, you want to maybe take it from there? Thanks.
Thanks, Keith. It's Paul. For everybody, just want to remind you all, right? We know how the board interaction goes. It can be not much of an engaged discussion if we let it. So the idea here is by trying to capture these key themes for us and then have specifics that we can speak to, we want to get in an engaged debate and not just have one or two board members or perhaps senior staff weigh in, chew up the time, and we come away with nothing. No sense, no commitments, et cetera. One thing that I had dropped out, we're also going to tell them at the end that we're going to write up our positions and send them a letter so that we're on record and they've got to respond. Because, all this internet governance debates and the strategy panels, I think Mike's left the room, but he's gone and looked. A number of the folks whose names are that ICANN has tapped to be involved do have kind of tangential connections. Lynn St. Amour would be the one who really does understand where we're coming from. But most of the others have, some connection. But what we're trying to do is, make it clear to them, this is really impactful, guys. And nobody's asking us. We want to be part of the dialogue, but nobody's asking for our inputs. So, on the first one, there may not be as much, but when we get to the other things about process predictability, the importance of timeline, yes, staff, and is Anthony in the room? If you've seen on Circle ID recently, he's giving him kudos because things are moving forward for a change in a reasonable time frame. But we've all suffered so much time slippage, missed deadlines, unmet commitments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it has real costs. And so, you know, to say that to the board members, to make sure that it's clear to them that, you know, we can't, operating like that is ridiculous. And so the specifics, and that's where I think, you know, Keith's asking, anybody can jump in when we have specifics like, when are we finally going to deal, say we've finally finished dealing with CAC advice. Can we honestly say we are done with all the nitpicking and tweaking of requirements around the base registry agreement? I mean, sure, things could come up, but it just seems that as time goes on, more and more special interests start lobbying. They want changes, and ICANN gives it to them, and here we go again. We don't have any predictability. Anybody who's prepared because they've suffered through that to jump in, it's not a big presentation, but just to say, look, this is what we went through, and this shouldn't be. This is not how this vaunted multi-stakeholder bottom-up kind of organization that we all like to talk about should be working. But we do have some good news, you know, and some constructive criticism as well. So, like, the PDP process, Fadi made a point of mentioning that specifically in his opening address, that we should stop kicking the PDP process around. It does work. We spent a lot of time talking about IGO, INGO. Very complex issues can get dealt with. Simpler ones, like the transfer policy, also get dealt with. There are real examples that's working. I think the board could stand to hear that coming from us. And then if John hopefully comes back or somebody else, sensitive to his concern not to focus too much attention on auctions and how that will play itself out, I certainly don't think we want the board coming up with some great idea about how it should be done. The key there, though, is there has been repeated commitments to talk to the community about how those proceeds will be spent. And that's really important, again, because, hey, look, it's our money. And the time is right to start that dialogue. I think that's our ask of the board. You've told us you're going to do it. The time's right to start. It's not going to be decisions made in just a couple days or something. But it is really important because they could be dealing with tens, if not maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars. Tens of millions. So that's just trying to help frame it a bit, and everybody and anybody is welcome to jump in. Don't think, ooh, board members, you can't talk to them. Couldn't be further from the truth. Liz?
Paul, do we know for sure that participation is by invitation only, and have we thought about asking at least if we could have a designated liaison to the strategy panels?
My understanding of strategy panel membership has been set. ICANN really didn't communicate, but when they first announced them, they said, if you're interested, click here. I don't think most people realize that. And those who did, I'm aware of a couple people who are real industry insiders, have been around, constructive people, and none of them were tapped. So I think it's fair to kind of tweak ICANN, tweak Fadi a bit, and say invitation only, because that was a top-down process. And for the broader internet governance stuff, I don't even know how that's going to work. They talk about having a representative of business. How? Who? You know, or civil society. It's the same kinds of things. Who's doing this? And if it's not going to be one of us, how do we at least stay meaningfully informed about the process? I haven't heard any of that yet.
Yeah, just to follow up, would it be worth asking for some sort of observer or liaison status for our stakeholder group?
Thanks, Keith. I have one concern, and it's happened in the past, and that is when we have this session with the board, people who have not been in the meeting all day long will step in, and suddenly this turns into a ideological discussion about what the proceeds of the auctions will be used for, or somebody starts bitching about a specific case. I think we need to focus and we need to empower Keith and Paul keep this thing on point, because I don't want a defense by staff of one specific instance to turn into something that uses. We're talking about, you know, we have the opportunity with our correspondents to follow up and make things in depth, but if it just turns into a general, why the hell can't you keep your schedules type thing, we're going to end up with rancor, and we don't need it.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Jeff, go ahead, then Reg.
So here's a question I want to ask, and you can tell me if it's too much or over the top. One of the questions on this, specifically on the panel that deals with policy, I really want to understand what is the problem we're trying to solve and how do we measure its success? Because I have still, and maybe someone in this room has a better understanding, I still don't know what we're trying to solve. And if we don't know what we're trying to solve, then we'll never know whether what is being developed or thought of is actually solving that problem that none of us know, right? To me, that's it. Just, you know, at the last meeting, Fadi said, I'm going to create these panels, and these panels are going to be wonderful because we're going to work in these horizontal ways, right? And that's great, but what's the problem? What was the problem? Why was it set up? What's the problem we're trying to solve? How do we measure its success? And what is the definition of success? I still don't understand that. And I'd like someone to clearly explain that.
Thanks, Jeff. I think that's a perfectly legitimate question, and it ought to be asked. I think that's perfectly appropriate. I think we have a lot of questions about the strategy panels, and I personally have problems with the way that they were established and announced and staffed and, you know, chairs chosen and all of that. And the question that I have at this stage, you know, and that it's mostly a fait accompli, is what's our opportunity for participation and input into these panels? Are we allowed to observe? Can we be in the room? Will there be webcasts? Will we have transcripts of their discussions? All those things, I think, are very legitimate questions, in addition to what you've raised about needing very clear and specific, you know, I guess, targets in terms of, you know, what's the problem? How do we measure success? What are our goals? What are we trying to achieve? So I think all of that is very appropriate for this conversation. Okay, anyone else? Oh, Reg, yes, sorry.
To the earlier point made, do we have recommendations for how we want the auction proceeds to be used? Because if we go to them and say, we want to make sure that we use them correctly, that's not a very helpful statement. And if the request is we want community input, then I really feel like we need to say you should have it open for a comment period with the following request so that people can actually submit, these are our requests, this is how we do it. So, because we need to have a completely unopen-ended recommendation. We recommend that X, Y, Z be done, not we'd like flowers and poppycocks. So, I mean.
So, Reg, so I'm clear, you were referring to the auction proceeds, that issue. So my recollection, and I'm happy to be corrected, is that there was a commitment to actually have a PDP or a community input, community working group, community process, where there was an opportunity for the community to provide input and to make a determination that it wasn't going to be up to ICANN staff or the ICANN board to determine the disposition of these auction proceeds, that it would actually be a community run process. So I think that what we're saying here is it's time for that process to be kicked off and that we need to have appropriate and well-rounded representation around the community. But it was never going to be just applicants or just registries providing that input. It was going to be a community process. So, Reg, go ahead.
So the reason I bring this up is because it still shows up as auction proceeds should be discussed on the agenda. So I apologize if I misunderstood what that represented. But
this is a shifting target and has been for over 5 years. At one point in time, the board's commitment was the auction proceeds were going to be put into a trust for the community to determine to, quote, do good things. And it, as the potential number got larger and larger, and as more people started tugging at this thing, and people are reaching out from all over the community, you know, the applicants would love to have a significant amount put it aside to create awareness in the new TLD. Between you and I don't think that's going to happen. This is not what that esoteric endeavor was supposed to be. My concern was, if we get started talking about stuff like this in this session, we will go off into a tangent that, believe me, will be a real...
Okay, thanks, Ken. Chuck?
First of all, in response to Reg's comments, I don't think we're at a stage where we're ready to make recommendations, and it's more than just us. So it really does need to be a community-wide process and not just a comment period. This idea of having comment periods and then we'll decide what we want to do is not bottom-up. So just information on that. Now, on number one, I would suggest adding the following question, maybe as D, and that is that... what will the process be after the strategy panels finish their work and produce their reports? This is another area, just to comment, this doesn't need to go in the agenda, but I'm real concerned that what will happen is the strategy panels produce their reports, they will post them for public comment. They'll provide some summary of public comments and minor analysis, and then they'll go off and do what they want to do. That is not the way the strategic plan should be developed.
Thanks, Chuck. I've just captured that and added it to as letter D to that section. So that's great. And I think, you know, there's a lot of strategy planning processes around ICANN right now, so there's probably, if strategy panels are going to produce recommendations, it probably ought to feed into that larger process. But I think it's an absolutely legitimate question. So a question before we, I think one of the items that we didn't capture, and this is something I think Jonathan mentioned to me, but I forgot to include it, is we wanted to talk about, was it the reconsideration process? Right? Is that something that we want to talk about with the board? When we're talking about ATRT2, not the expert working group. Jonathan?
I suppose it's something, Keith. The way we've got it currently structured is we've got two key topics and then some other slight piece. And I don't think it would do any harm to maintain that. And we could say, look, we're aware that there's been some good work done within the ATRT, but we just want to, you know, remind you that this is an area of particular interest to us, and I mean I'd be happy to speak to that point.
Yeah, I'd almost rather put a stake in the ground and follow up with a specific correspondence around the reconsideration process, because it's become so incredibly predictable that it's in many ways not very practical, you know. And I think that it would not hurt for somebody to surface that topic and follow up with a specific letter to the board and the community about enhancing the effectiveness thing, because right now it's no, 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 no. Has it ever been yes? I don't believe it ever has been. So it's not really a process when you see something like that.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Thanks, Jonathan. Okay, so I think let's see what time we got. Yeah, we're going to have to break here and head down to the board meeting room. So any final comments, questions, thoughts before we move into our session with the board?
Is this room going to be secured, or do we need to direct?
I would recommend taking your stuff with you. Okay. And then after the board meeting, we'll reconvene here. At 2:15, we begin with ESSAC. And then after the 30-minute session with ESSAC, we'll have 15 minutes with Jeff Schmidt from Jazz Advisors on the Name Collision Occurrence Management Framework. Okay, so, all right, see everybody down at the board meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. We can end the recording right now, and we will reconvene at 14:15 this afternoon. Thank you.